Tom Corkelman, the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Friday. Going to start out sunny and breezy. Got a chance for some afternoon showers, though. A high today near 65. Kenosha right now is at 59 degrees, 55 in Burlington. It's 58 Milwaukee and 60 degrees in Racine. Fire broke out early this morning in a one-story Racine home at 1644 South Memorial Drive, from where fire department paramedics took the lone occupant, a man said to be in his 50s, to Ascension All Saints Healthcare Emergency. A 911 caller reported smoke and flames, which a first-arriving police officer confirmed. Heavy flames at the roof and one side of the home got attacked by the first fire units on scene. At one point, that fire was believed to have been under control, but then more flames erupted. That led to the incident commander ordering all horns to sound on the rigs to have the crews evacuate the building. Damage believed to be extensive. Just how the fire began, though, is unknown. Same thing with the condition of the occupant at the hospital. Brought there semi-responsive with evidence of soot and ash around his mouth. Kenosha Unified, something to crow about. Racine Unified, not so much, based on the report card released yesterday by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. Racine Unified's reaction to that is it doesn't tell the entire story. Situation with the five major metropolitan districts in the state, KUSD scoring the highest with a 71.6 rating, earning a meets expectation rating. Racine Unified scored the lowest at 48.1%. The system as a whole fails to meet expectations designation. Milwaukee Public Schools, the meets few expectations rating. Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Oz says that they know they've got work to do, but one score does not tell the story of the excellent teaching and learning that's happening in the district schools. $250,000 donation by Kennel Manufacturing to Gateway Technical College's Promise Program results in a new protective services training center for law enforcement on the Kenosha campus, getting the name Kennel out front. Kennel Protective Services Training Center consists of remodeled existing space and expansion of the technical building's southwest corner. There's a 12-lane shooting range, a CSI lab, updated technical training area, and a classroom with video conferencing and also for remote training. $6 million America's Promise grant from the U.S. Department of Labor awarded to Employ Milwaukee and Midwest Urban Strategies, which is a group of about a dozen urban Midwest workforce boards, including partners in Detroit and St. Louis. Funding's going to go specifically toward a project that'll train more than 1,400 individuals for middle to high-skilled jobs. Also, the grant was one of 23 awarded by the department, worth more than $111 million all total. It was the largest amount, however, that was given up. And the latest jobless report from Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development says the state added more than 28,000 total non-farm jobs, just under 28,000 private sector jobs from October 2015 to last month. The unemployment rate stayed at 4.1%. Language in the job description for the position of administrator in the Village of Mount Pleasant being reviewed now by the Personnel Committee, which has started the process of finding a replacement for Kurt Wallen, who was shown the door, and now Police Chief Tim Zarzeckis assumes some of the daily duties on an interim basis. Trustee Gary Feast talking about the power structure being clearly defined, the next administrator not wielding as much clout as in recent years. John Hewitt agreed to look around at what other villages have for their administrators. President Jerry Garski acknowledged that a lot of the job description that's now in place is fine, but they maybe need to fine-tune it to meet the needs of the future. Governor Scott Walker seeking proposals to build anaerobic manure digesters in environmentally sensitive parts of the state, trying to address water quality concerns. The idea coming as the state's water pollution monitoring has come under scrutiny by EPA. Last month, it spent 4 days reviewing state DNR records, auditors finding chronically inadequate staffing at the DNR, which it said had undermined regulation of pollution from large animal feedlots. So the governor asked the agency, the Public Service Commission, and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection to draft a request for manure digester proposals by the 1st of December. A request for proposals on that expected to be released sometime in January. Most of the major highway construction projects in Wisconsin, they have been completed for the year. Drivers, though, may encounter some yet-to-be-concluded work, as well as heavy traffic for parts of the Thanksgiving holiday. State Department of Transportation says traffic expected to pick up this Friday because of the deer hunters and get heavy again on Wednesday and Thursday of next week for the Thanksgiving holiday. And, of course, Sunday, November 27th, when everybody goes home. Last year, 4 people died in state traffic crashes during the Thanksgiving holiday period, which is 6 p.m. November the 23rd till midnight on the 27th. Two men from Milwaukee got arrested in Racine County this week during a traffic stop. They're each facing a charge of possession of marijuana with intent to deliver. Court documents indicate more than half a pound of marijuana was found in the vehicle in which they were riding. It was pulled over on southbound I-94 near Highway 20 with a suspended license plate. Sheriff's deputies said they also found more than $6,000 in cash inside. 30-year-old Donald Jones, 26-year-old Kyram Hodges will be back in court for preliminary hearings next week. Kenosha-based Snap-on Incorporated announcing it will acquire Illinois-based Sturtevant Richmond for about $13 million in cash. Sturtevant Richmond, headquartered in Carroll Stream, manufacturer and distributor of mechanical and electronic torque wrenches and other related equipment. New company is going to be part of Snap-on's commercial and industrial tool group. It will remain in its current location. Big bundle up coming underway now in Wisconsin. January 2nd is when it runs until that point. It's a program run by the Department of Tourism to collect new or gently used winter coats and hats and sweaters, mittens, other warm clothing, all for distribution to local charities. In Racine County, you can drop off these kinds of items at the Real Racine Visitor Center, Downtown Racine Corporation offices, Greater Union Grove offices, Waterford area, Burlington area Chambers of Commerce, Finer Plumbing, RG Natural Babies, or the Victory Lane Car Wash. In Kenosha County, these kinds of donations can be collected at two locations, Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau's downtown site and the I-94 Highway 165 location in Pleasant Prairie. This is the big bundle up that over the past 6 years has collected more than 22,000 winter clothing items all across the state. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.